The University of Vermont formally installed its 27th president last week. Suresh Garamella has been working since July 1st, but the traditional installation ceremony brought campus leaders and students, state and local officials, and past colleagues to hear Garamella's vision for the university. Garamella tells WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley he was a bit hesitant about all the pomp and circumstance, but it boosts energy and enthusiasm across the campus.
UVM is a great place, and we need to remind ourselves of all the wonderful things that are going on here and rededicate to doing more of the same and really capitalizing on the jewel that UVM is for the state of Vermont.
You talked about a threefold mindset that begins with the students. Can you expand on that concept and why it's important for UVM?
You know, I feel very strongly that we wouldn't be a university if we weren't focused on the students. And so all that we do has to center around the success of the student, the experience that the student has. So to me, that means offering the greatest quality of education, but also to help our students start thinking about what they will do to succeed after their time at UVM while they're here. I don't want them to wake up in their fourth year and their senior years and say, gee, I'm looking for a job and it's tough. So we will do our best to have a more concerted effort to help our students succeed. And I think another piece of this whole student success and student experience is affordability. We really want to and need to, I think it behooves us to be very careful about what higher education costs. So we will do all we can to keep education affordable, given all the challenges that exist and given that the state's not able to support us very strongly. So affordability and accessibility is a part of that first part. The other two parts of that three-pronged mindset include a focus on, you know, key research areas in which UVM is very well known. You know, I'd like UVM to reinvest and get stronger at the things we're already strong at so that we're even better known across the country. More people want to come work with us, more NGOs, more companies want to come work with us. And then the third piece, of course, is I truly, truly, truly believe in the land-grant mission. And UVM being a land-grant institution is what drew me here.
Stepping back to when you were talking about really enhancing the focus on areas that UVM is well known for and where you traditionally excel. What about other areas that right now might not be excelling but could emerge?
Sure. You're absolutely right. So I think there are two ways to do this. One is, for example, you know, UVM is in Burlington. Burlington's right by Lake Champlain. Some of us consider it the sixth Great Lake. And it's an amazing laboratory for us to do wonderful research in water. So there are areas that are obvious fits for us. But as you say, you know, it doesn't need to be an area where we're necessarily strong just today, but where there's potential for being very strong. And of course, we want to sort of think about the future and where we need to grow to be even more relevant in the future of higher education. And so we will be looking at areas like that too.
You, as you said, are a huge advocate of land-grant colleges. Are they re-emerging as an important part of university processes and research, not just here but across the country?
I'm so glad you asked that question. Really, as higher education is getting more and more and more expensive, and student debt is the second largest source of debt for families after healthcare, In the United States, I think you'll see the public land-grant institutions take an even larger role and an even more effective role in educating students from diverse backgrounds, diverse economic backgrounds, and certainly color and gender and all of that.
Well, now that the students have been on campus for a few weeks, you've actually had a chance now to intermingle with them. What do you make of them and, you know, the potential over the next few years?
Our students are wonderful. You know, my first 6 weeks here, the students hadn't returned, so it felt a little empty. When they came back, I felt, okay, complete. We were, my wife and I were there at move-in week and helped some of the students move in and everything. I just have loved every interaction with the students. I've met with the identity centers. I've met with the Student Life Advisory Board group, just a diverse set of students to get many, many perspectives. And I hope students feel like I'm accessible, that they can talk to me anytime, that they can shoot me an email and get a quick response back. I think we have amazing students, and we owe it to them to give them the best experience possible.
UVM President Suresh Garamella replaces Tom Sullivan, who plans to write a book and then return as a faculty member. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.